Stanford University climate researchers say extremely hot weather could be the norm in future summers, and for some places, that future is only two decades away. I'm Rob Manck, and I'm joined by lead study author Noah Diffenbaugh.
Many areas of the globe show very rapid emergence of this unprecedented heat regime. So in particular in the tropics, there's a 50% likelihood that a permanent extreme heat regime will emerge where even the coolest summer in the 21st century is still hotter than the hottest summer of the late 20th century. And since we're looking globally, we also see that in the extratropics, in large areas of the United States, in southern Europe, and large areas of China, by the middle of the 21st century, that these areas are likely to also have moved into this unprecedented extreme heat regime.
So you're talking about a new normal in which what's now considered a heat wave is everyday summer temperatures.
In the case of our study, we're looking at the seasonal temperatures. So what's the temperature across the summer, what's the temperature across the winter? We've done a lot of research, and the community has done a lot of research looking at extreme days within a season. We get asked so often about whether or not that means that every day will be so hot. We decided to ask, you know, at what point does the extreme become the new normal? That transition is occurring so quickly that we extended the work even further and asked, is there some point at which the temperatures become so hot so frequently that even the coolest summer is still hotter than what used to be the hottest summer?
And what's the time frame that you're looking at?
The most rapid emergence is in the tropics. Even within the next two decades, many areas of the tropics show a 50% likelihood of permanently moving into an extreme heat regime. And when we look at the extratropics, say in the United States and in Europe and China, over the next 4 to 5 decades are likely to move into this extreme heat regime.
Within our lifetime, we're talking about.
Yeah, we've done a lot of work looking at the late 21st century when greenhouse gas concentrations are projected to be much higher than they are at present if there isn't any change in the business as usual. And in this study, we were really asking a different question, which is, given the global warming that has occurred, given the global warming that's likely to occur over the near term next few decades, what is the likelihood that different areas of the globe will, even with that moderate global warming, still become completely different temperature-wise? So for many areas of the globe, this is really very, very abrupt.
What are the practical consequences of what you're projecting?
In the agricultural domain, we know that many important crops are sensitive to severe temperatures. In the United States, this includes corn and soybeans and cotton and wine grapes. We know that from a human health perspective, high temperatures can be very dangerous, and the hottest summers can exert very severe tolls in health and mortality.
What can we do to prevent this outcome?
Changes in energy sources, the carbon intensity of GDP and wealth, changes in energy technologies could all potentially have an effect on the concentration of greenhouse gases in the atmosphere and the level of global warming and therefore the level of intensification of extreme heat. I was surprised to see that intensification has been as severe as we see in the observational records and that going forward in the future that continues as quickly and widespread as it does.
Noah, thank you very much. I appreciate it. Good to talk to you.
Thank you.
With Stanford's Noah Diffenbaugh, I'm Rob Manck, CBS News.